Now, Susan McConnell is in our studio again, the executive director and founder of Let It Be Us. Vanessa Bai is here, too, the director of foster care licensing and placement support of Let It Be Us. Ladies, welcome to the studio. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Susan, nice
to see
you.
Thank you for having us.
Is there a reason on the calendar to focus on adoption and foster care this time of year?
Yes, absolutely. We always need more foster homes. Illinois has a genuine shortage of foster homes. And with the holiday season, the need is always definitely greater around this time as well.
So what's your organization then? What do you all do?
We recruit foster parents. We help them become licensed, which is not an easy thing to do. And then once people are licensed, if they have not received a placement through their agency, we operate a database of licensed and open homes, and we work with caseworkers and investigators to help them reach a larger population of licensed homes so they can make better placements, stronger placements.
Do you all have then more kids needing a home than you have homes for right now?
Always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what is the typical child that is looking for placement? Describe this person
ahead,
to
Vanessa.
Us.
Typically, this child is going to be a little bit older. Kids that are over the age of 5 and kids that have special needs are going to be harder to place. And definitely teenagers. We are always in need of homes for older youth.
Older youth. So, but I guess it's a different population than one thinks of when they think of adoption. Adoption, you might get an infant. Nobody's placing infants in foster care, or are they?
There are little babies in foster care, but we primarily need parents for children who are older, parents for teens, and adoption can be an outcome of foster care.
And what are the, you mentioned sometimes it's special needs or teenagers are more difficult to place. What's the circumstances that a child lands themselves in the system? I presume the parents are battling or poverty may be an issue, crime may be an issue in the family. Tell me about the background of these kids that come in.
Yes, it's primarily social problems, poverty, mental illness, substance abuse, and the goal of foster care is to help parents work through those things so that they can get the kids home eventually.
And then the child comes into my house, right?
Yes.
And does the estate provide for me to provide for them?
It does, yes. You will be provided support by the state and the agency that you work with.
How does that work? What's that like?
Well, you'll be licensed with an agency, and then there's agencies that do placement as well. So once the kids come in after an investigation is done, they place the child with the foster parents, and then they're provided support for whatever the child needs, whether that's developmental services, therapies, they help with school arrangements, and then you'll be provided a board stipend as well, a board payment to help provide for the child.
As in room and board, in other words.
Yes, yes.
And there's also excellent training that foster parents receive, and then each foster parent has access to a foster parent support specialist who's there to give you support while you're being a foster parent.
What if I already have kids? What's my concern about the interaction of my children and the foster child that I take?
I think it's important for the family before doing this to have a conversation about it first. Talk to your kids, see what they think. And your kids and your family, whoever lives in your home, would be part of the process of getting licensed. And then just asking the caseworkers, once you're licensed, as much as they know about the child that they're wanting to place with you, to see if it's a good match for you and your family and you know, the kids that you already have in your home.
And what's a typical foster family like, the people that take the kids in? Is it two-income household? Is it a single parent? Is it a traditional one-income household? What kind of home
is it? It is all over the board. Anyone, you can be single, you can live in an apartment, you can be married in a partnership. There's no rules to it.
Yeah, I feel bad for the kids, but I also understand the trepidation that the adults might have, the parent, the foster potential families might have in bringing. It's tough enough raising my own kids. Now you want me to bring in a troubled child into my home. And why would I want to impose that on my own kids who are trying to grow up? Talk to me about that situation.
Well, I think it's important to know first that there's always going to be support provided by the agency. There'll be therapists that are able to come into your home. They can work with a kid individually, depending on what their needs are. But some of the therapists will actually work with the entire family together as well. So they're able to come in, support the family, you know, with regard to what's going on, provide the parents support and options, and then work with the other kids in the home as well.
What does the family get out of it besides taking care of a child, and they're provided as in terms of a stipend or support? But what's in it for the family? Why would somebody do this?
You get to show a child another way of life. The reality is these kids come from very traumatic circumstances, and they might have seen a lot. They might need a lot of support. But as the foster parent, you can be, you know, the provider of showing them a stable, loving, supportive family.
These are wonderful opportunities to help kids. And this is serious work for serious people. And we know they're out there, which is why we're coming to you to help us reach them.
And, you know, Bob Surratt was talking the other morning on his show, some scientific study done. I think the story was in the New York Times, and it was something like this, that when people get a gift, they feel good. But when they give a gift, somehow they have an emotional quotient. They actually feel better. And I know that sounds cliche, and we all go, yeah, 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 I'd sure like a new iPhone. But in fact, it's true that when you do something for somebody else, you feel better than if they had done that thing for you. And I suppose that's one of the benefits, if not the motivations, of the people that do this. They must feel, however challenging this is for my family, wow, I feel so great helping this child see and believe in what a normal and happy and productive life can be, right?
Some of the best foster parents are parents who have experience and their kids are gone and they're empty nesters, but they're not done. They have room in their heart and room in their home.
Yeah. And what about that? So I should provide them their own bedroom, their own bathroom? I mean, how do they integrate themselves into the household, these kids?
Yes. To become a foster parent, you do have to have your own a bedroom separate for the child. So they're supposed to have their own space, definitely, to get started.
And then does the kid go to the local public school then, or to the school from which they were going?
Yes, they would go to your local public school.
Yeah. That's got to be hard, huh, for the kids? I mean, maybe...
Well, imagine if we had enough foster parents and kids didn't have to change schools.
That's the hope here. I know that you're looking for these families to become foster parents, foster families. So you have, what, a series of seminars? Or how does somebody at least take that first step?
Yeah, Let It Be Us, we host webinars, about three or four per month. We do 101s where we discuss the very intricate details of the licensing process. And then we also host 102s where we talk about what it looks like once you're licensed and you start taking placements.
Talk a little bit about the first part. So what are those webinars like? Hi, everybody. Welcome. I'm watching it on a Zoom, or am I doing this in person? How does that go?
Yes, it is over Zoom. So we're on there. We usually have foster parents that have experience with the child welfare system and fostering. So it's myself, and then we have the foster parent on there, and we host a webinar, and there's opportunity to ask questions and address concerns, and it's a pretty open, laid-back forum on the webinars.
What do those foster parents usually say on these webinars? What do they say?
Well, they're usually kind of trying, I think, to debunk the myths of becoming a foster parent, and they're going to talk about their own experience as foster parents and kind of help people work through their worries and concerns.
What are some of those myths?
I think some of the myths are that most kids are going to be adopted. I think sometimes people come to foster care wanting to adopt, but we do know that about 50% of kids will end up going back to their birth families. Mm-hmm. So I think addressing that and the possibility of the kids going home and people being kind of aware of that and talking through that is important. I think
Well, do the foster families usually want to adopt these children?
I think most of the time, yes. I think
really?
People come in to fostering with the desire to adopt eventually.
Yeah, right. That child per se, the child, I guess that makes sense, right?
Yes, yes.
And even if it's a teenager?
Usually, I think so. I know people are more reluctant with teens. Teens are tough overall. But I think once that child comes into their home, they get bonded. They spend time with that child. If they end up needing to be adopted, that usually, you know, is something that the foster parent will consider.
How long is a foster kid in with the foster family then usually?
Oh, that is an impossible question.
It could be
to
2 weeks.
Answer.
It could be 2 years. I mean, that's the range.
3 years. It takes a very long time in Illinois.
Susan, you were going to say something.
I was going to say not to forget that some of these kids who are older have things they've never been able to do before. So as parents, we do get to experience a lot of firsts.
Like what?
Like a nice Christmas. Like carving pumpkins. Like Thanksgiving. Makes me cry.
Can you give me an example of that? I mean, I hadn't even thought about it in those terms. I know we all live in our own silos, and you assume if you have a comfortable life, this is what it's like for everybody. But
sure.
Give me an example.
Learning to drive a car. I mean, what a great opportunity. They need someone to spend those 50 hours with them in the car learning how to drive.
School dances. It's a fun first.
Mm-hmm. Getting your prom dress. Mm-hmm. Getting invited to the prom. Going to the prom.
Yeah. Is a family related a story like that too? I'm wondering if either of you could share with us without revealing anybody's name, obviously.
Oh, we see those all the time.
We see
those opportunities for kids all the time. Mm-hmm. The chance to go to a good school, the chance to settle down and go to school consistently, get to know your teachers, make friends.
Have these kids not so if the talk more about that child then. What have they been living through? They've been going to school, right? They've had a chance.
Some of them have been bounced around a lot from home to home to home. So they've been moving a lot. But when you have a large pool to pick from, you can perhaps make a stronger placement so they aren't moving so much. That's called permanency.
I'm sorry, what is called permanency?
Permanency, keeping them in one place, letting them develop relationships with adults that care for them.
Why would a child be getting bounced around? If for some reason a family wasn't a good match or they didn't want to be in the system anymore? What's the circumstances there?
You want to answer that, Vanessa?
Yeah, there's a multitude of reasons.
Few reasons.
For moves, yeah. That's another question that's tougher to answer because it's different for every family. Kids that have higher needs, sometimes they start bouncing around more. It depends on the agency, too. Sometimes when kids need supports, there can be... like wait lists for supports or just instability with the court system, that can happen too. And sometimes, folks just get impatient. And that's
when we don't have enough foster homes, those kids go in the next placement rather than the best placement.
Mm. Yeah, how do you match that? Does a foster family say, I want a boy or a girl, a young or an old, a black or a white, a troubled or a not troubled? I mean, are there boxes they check? Or if you open your home up, it's you call with whoever's next in line?
Yes, foster parents are able to have that discussion with their licensing worker, which, what genders, what ages, that's something that they'll work through in the licensing process.
Yeah.
And then, when they get those calls, the caseworker is going to say, we have this child, this age, this is kind of what's going on, and then the family can decide if they think it's a good match.
Susan McConnell is here. She's the executive director and founder, and Vanessa Bai is the director of foster care licensing and placement support at Let It Be Us. You've been hearing Vanessa do most of the talking here, maybe because really this is what it's about. We want to get families in the program. We want to get you licensed and at least find out about it. I think a lot of good families and a lot of average families, a lot of subpar families have thought, maybe I should help out. But what in the world would that be like? What would my commitment or obligation be? What would the sort of challenges be to us as a family? So that's people have those questions. That's the first step. That's the point of these webinars. Is that what we call them?
Yes.
And then when's the next one? How can I check the next one out?
The next one is tomorrow, actually, on the 30th.
And actually, we have State Representative Chris Boss with us. He's sponsoring this event, and he's inviting the people in his community to attend. In the northern region of Illinois, actually all of Illinois needs foster parents so badly.
Yeah.
Cook County, but tomorrow night we're focusing on the northern region.
Okay, so I click on, do I register in advance or do I just dial in? How do I get in on this Zoom?
Just go to our website, letitbeus.org/events.
letitbeus.org/events.
Mm-hmm.
There's a link. I can watch it. What time tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, 7:30, but we also have events coming up in December.
Okay, good. Well, let's do one or both. Any last thoughts from you, Vanessa?
I just thank everyone for being here. Please join our webinars and, come ask your questions. We're open to anything. There's no silly questions, and We'll help you address your worries, your concerns, and thank you for taking the time to listen.
One more time, letitbeus.org/events.
Yes.
Ladies, good luck to you. And to all you families out there, thank you in advance for checking out the webinar.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.